live from the grave of Mr. Green Jeans in East Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania. It's the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour 2026. 30 minutes of no-holds-barred discussion about the exciting and dangerous world of professional alligator wrestling and occasionally other topics. With your host, the eldest of the Ringhausen Brothers, author, statesman, inventor, the longtime legal representative of the International Brotherhood of Professional Alligator Wrestlers, and the man who shot Liberty Valance, cinematographer Richard J. Ringhausen. And marksman, sculptor, and daredevil, the 7-time world welterweight alligator wrestling champion and winner of the silver medal in alligator wrestling at the 1992 Summer Olympics in Barcelona, Spain, a man who carries a lock of hair he pulled off a dead Bigfoot, the youngest of the Ringhausen Brothers, and the star of your show, Alan J. Ringhausen.
I know everybody's excited, but that was one of the most morbid intros I think we've ever had on the Ringhausen Brother Alligator Wrestling Show.
Box Takata and Fugue in D.
And don't be using that kind of language on this show.
It sounds like death, doesn't it?
It sounds like death.
You said you wanted to talk about death today.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm ready to talk about death.
All right. And there was a bunch of them. Bunch of famous ones.
You're talking about people that died.
Died in 2025.
Do you see, I referenced
it. We kind of keep track of that every year.
I referenced something like that on the intro. From the grave of Mr. Green Jeans. Yes.
Did Mr. Green Jeans die?
No, he died years ago.
Oh, okay.
He was with Captain Kangaroo for 30 years.
So?
Well, I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, it's an interesting career choice. Give me Mr. Green Jeans for my entire career. Do you know that Suzanne met Mr. Green Jeans?
Wow.
She was having some conference and was lining up speakers and lined up Mr. Green Jeans for it.
Oh, I thought maybe as a kid.
Oh, no.
She'd been on the show, but as an adult, it's almost like Marcia lining up Davy Jones for the...
Apparently, Mr. Green Jeans would go around and, you know, talk positive, vibes or thoughts or waves or whatever.
Okay.
Mr. Green Jeans would talk. And he was supposed to be a really, really nice guy, according to Suzanne. Okay. Sorry about all that.
Okay. I've got a breakdown of dead celebrities by month.
We had a
if
lot.
That would help you.
There were a lot of big name people that died last year.
Yeah. And some not so big names. In January of last year, Wayne Osman, one of the Osman brothers.
Oh, I didn't have him on my list.
You didn't have him on your list?
Are they?
Do you ever see some of the Osman brother concerts from like the, I guess it'd be from the late 70s maybe, where they're all dressed alike, but they're all dressed like Vegas Elvis?
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
You know, they had the jumpsuits with all the rhinestones on them and the belts and the long hair, and they were terrific dancers.
Well, they were like the Bradys on when they did the variety show.
Yeah, kind of a little bit like that. But we lost Wayne. I didn't know if you knew
that or not.
So
they're starting to whittle down.
Peter Yarl, was he the
Peter Palmieri?
Yeah, but was he the bad one?
What? I don't know what you mean.
I think one of them was like a sex offender, wasn't he?
Oh, well,
from Peter Paul and Mary?
I don't think it was Mary.
It wasn't Mary, but the other two, keep an eye on them.
Paul Stuckey.
What about, did you know Bob Uecker died last year?
I did know that. I saw that. Bob Uecker was...
And I got a picture of him in his cardinal uniform in the Wikipedia.
Bob Uecker's... he's one of the most interesting things. You know, his baseball career is just terrible.
Terrible.
But apparently he got to play on like one World Series team.
Oh, really? And that was his big claim to fame before going into show business?
He got fined or suspended one game for... there was a band that was going to play the Star Spangled Banner, and he took the tuba and had one of the other guys shagging flies out, and he was catching them with the tuba.
All right. Well, that's pretty cool.
Apparently.
So I think I'd like to see that.
I think they frowned on that.
Okay. Do you know Dick Button died?
I have no idea who Dick Button is.
He was Mr. Ice Skater back in the 50s.
Dick Button?
Yeah, I think so. Anyway, who you got?
I got Bridget Bardot.
Oh, yeah. She went kind of nutty, though, didn't she?
Yeah, she did. She was like 91 years old.
Yeah, but I mean, she went nutty long before she turned 91.
Yeah, she became like a...
animal rights activist and beyond.
Yeah, I think she became like a real right wing. And I'm not sure what the word I'm looking for is. But
I don't know what the word you're looking for is either, Rick, so I'm going to let it go.
But Bridget, Bridget stopped making movies. Yeah, she became more of an activist after the year. But she was a stacked activist.
Okay. Gene Hackman died.
Gene
Hackman had a wonderful movie career.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, he was in everything. I mean, he played good guys, he played bad guys, he played funny guys, and he was ugly.
You know, he was dying to play that part in Young Frankenstein. I think he lobbied for it.
He wanted to... Oh, the one that he actually did.
Yeah.
Where he's not credited.
No, he's not. But he's the blind man.
He plays the blind man. Fire's good. Fire's our friend.
Fire's our friend. That's him.
That's it. Hold it until the tip glows.
While he's lighting his thumb on fire.
Like this. He was wonderful in that.
Was that his only comedy?
Well, Superman.
Comedies? Oh, yeah. He played Lex Luthor.
Yeah, but he played a funny Lex Luthor.
Yeah, pretty much.
Otisville? Okay, sorry. Who you got?
Who have I got? I've got Felix Baumgartner. Felix Baumgartner.
I guess it'll come to me.
He was a guy that, when they were testing like a balloon, he rode a high altitude balloon to like 24 miles above the earth.
Yeah, he died though doing this, right?
Yeah, he parachuted out and set like the world's record. He was falling at like supersonic speed.
He passed out or something, right?
Yeah, but then he successfully landed. But he died paragliding. This year.
Okay.
At age 56.
Well, sure.
56 I just thought that was,
years old.
I just thought that was ironic, you know, that he sets the world record for parachuting, and then, of course, he died doing what he loved, I guess.
Right. Mr. Home Grill Process. George Foreman. George Foreman. You know, he was selling everything there for a while. He was like the Shaq. Before Shaq started selling everything.
I didn't know Shaq was selling everything.
You know, Shaq endorses more products than any other celebrity on the planet right now. More than Snoop Dogg. Yeah.
No.
Shaq's the man.
But yeah, I mean, Foreman. And Foreman.
Shamelessly.
I was reading this biography. He truly did name all of his sons George Foreman.
Right.
They asked him about it, and he said, imagine you've been hit in the head by Ali and Foreman, or, who was the other one?
Joe Frazier.
If you've been hit in the head by Foreman and Frazier, he says, try remembering your kids' names. He says, that's why I named them all the same thing. He says, my head wasn't where it is.
He went from being like this super scary, professional boxer to just kind of this likable pitch man.
Yeah, his in-the-ring persona was like fearsome.
Yeah, yeah, he was a scary dude.
Yeah, he was. But yeah, he became.
And he was the heavyweight boxing champ for a while.
Yeah, he was. He was in the Rumble in the Jungle, I think.
Was he now?
Yeah. What was that look for?
Who you got next?
Prunella Scales.
Prunella? When did we lose her?
She's 93 years old.
Huh.
Do you know who Prunella Scales is?
Nope.
She was Basil Fawlty's wife in Fawlty Towers.
Is that a fact?
Yeah.
She was the foil. She was the straight person pretty much all the time.
Yeah.
and just yelled at him.
But I just thought that was an interesting name for an actress to keep. You know, actresses will change their names, you know, to make it. But Prunella Scales did not change her name.
The actor Richard Chamberlain died.
Yeah, he was Thornbirds, wasn't he?
Yeah, that's what he's most famous for. But yeah, you know, he was just like one of these really good-looking actors with a nice smile, and of course he came out as gay later in his life.
I didn't know that. Ruth Buzzy.
Ruth Buzzy died.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of her being on anything
other than laughing.
But wasn't she on like one of those Marty Croft kid shows? But she was dressed up in like a suit or something.
I could not tell you that.
I think she was.
What struck me was when they had her obituary that I pulled up. It had her picture as the old woman that she played on Laugh-In.
That's it. That's how she. Well, I guess a lot of people remember her that way.
That's the only thing I can remember her doing. I mean, can you imagine that?
Even anything else on that, I actually tuned in, was watching a Laugh-In rerun, and they had her and Joanne Worley and Vicky Karn, I think, doing a musical number.
Yeah. Laugh-In was...
They threw him a bone.
Laugh-In was uneven in its quality.
Yeah. Okay, here's one. This guy's pretty darn famous and had an unusual life. Val Kilmer.
I got Val Kilmer, too. 66. He's the same age as me, and he died.
Yeah, well, that's to be expected. But Val Kilmer, they made a movie of his life.
Really?
I mean, there was, like, continuous footage all through his life of him becoming a star, and his parents had the presence of mind
to film everything,
to create this.
And they made a movie about it.
Yeah. It's kind of weird.
You saw him in The Doors, didn't you? I thought he played a fantastic Jim Morrison.
I thought that he did a pretty good job.
He did better as Jim Morrison than he did as Batman.
I also liked him as, yeah, I didn't like his Batman, but I liked him as Doc Holliday in Tombstone.
Oh, yeah, it was not bad.
I
thought he was quite good in that also.
But, you know, every so often he'd play, you know, some weird character. Had no problem with that. Before you jump into another one, Jay North is dead. He died.
Dennis the Menace.
Dennis the Menace, gone.
What else do you know him from?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
And he's like the poster child of child stars that had a disastrous life, I think.
Did he?
I think so.
What happened to Jay North?
I don't think he adjusted to not being a child star.
It happens.
Hulk Hogan died.
Yeah, okay. What else you got?
You don't care about Hulk Hogan?
Nope.
Well, if you do. How about Lalo Schifrin?
Lalo Schifrin.
Schifrin.
Lalo Schifrin. Why do I know that name?
He wrote the Mission Impossible theme.
Okay, he wrote that and a whole bunch of other themes, too.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he's like a multiple Emmy winner, but the thing he's most known for is the Mission Impossible theme. And
that's a good one.
When Tom Hanks made his Mission Impossible movies, he went out of his way to buy the rights to that, just like five measures of music, but it made all the difference in the world in selling
Tom Cruise?
Yeah, yeah. To sell the Mission Impossible.
You said Impossible Tom
movies. Hanks. Because you expect, yeah, I meant, who did I say?
You said Tom Hanks. You meant Tom Cruise.
I meant George Foreman.
Okay. All right, here's a very big actor. It was in a lot of stuff. Joe Don Baker.
Joe Don Baker.
Walking Tall.
Oh, yeah.
Original Walking Tall.
That was
Tall.
A big deal when those came out, remember?
The Walking Tall?
Yeah.
Well, he was only in one of them.
I know, but
they made like three or four.
Yeah,
of them.
But he was the one that y'all thought about.
He was tough.
As a result of him, every sheriff in the United States thought that they could control the courthouse.
Which was just for the movie, basically. But he was in a number of, like, James Bond movies also.
Yeah. You know...
And some movies he played a good guy, some he played a bad guy.
You know, last month, Buddy Holly, the anniversary of his death came, right?
Yeah, came and went, yeah.
Well, one of the Crickets died last year, too.
Oh, really?
Sonny Curtis.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And he outlasted Buddy Holly to the tune of about 40, 50 years, didn't he?
And just kept living off his fame.
Yeah. Got like that. I'm pretty impressed with that, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, he made a career out of it. George Wendt died.
Norm!
Norm. You can kind of stuff there. He wasn't in much else. No. And he was in Fletch.
Cheers is one of those shows that was a big deal at the time, but it's, you know, it's...
You watch it now, and it's like, wow, yeah. I spent way too much time watching this.
That's going to be it. Pope Francis.
Pope Francis died? I didn't know that.
It's a pretty big deal.
Pretty big deal.
Anytime you bury a pope, it's a big deal. They said that when they like hauled him from the Vatican, he asked to be buried in some particular cathedral in Rome.
Yeah.
That it was like the biggest turnout of people in Rome, like the citizens themselves, who ordinarily don't care much anymore about
the religion. Italians.
Yeah. They just turned out like crazy, lining the streets all the way on the procession for Pope Francis.
Where do you think this American pope would want to be buried? There ain't no popes buried in America.
Wrigley Field. No,
he made
a point of saying
right under the pitcher's mound. What?
He made a point of saying he wasn't a Cub. Kaminsky Park, yeah, I guess. Okay, there you go. He'd be a White Sox.
Yeah. Okay. Hot Lips Houlihan died.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah, I saw that.
And other than MASH, anything? Nothing?
She's like 88 years old, too.
Hmm. She was...
She was part of what ruined MASH, in my humble opinion.
Well, the early years when she was, you know, reading her lines and not writing them, she was entertaining. Then once her and Alan Alda took over, it was horrible. Sorry.
No, sorry,
because I do like Alan Alda, earlier stuff, but he really went downhill.
Yeah. James Watson.
James Watson died.
Huh. Watson and Crick, discoverers of the DNA molecule.
Yeah, I saw a story about that. That was a huge, huge, huge thing.
Cracking the code on DNA, yeah.
Yeah.
I concur, man.
You know, Bobby Sherman died?
Here Come the Brides.
Wasn't he was.
Wasn't
like,
he in Here Come the Brides?
Yeah. He was like one of the early, early heartthrobs.
Yeah, he was one of those guys that would turn up on, like, Teen Magazine, or what were the girl magazines back then?
Teen Beat or
Tiger
something.
Beat,
yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah,
Bobby Sherman would have been one of those guys that would have shown up on the cover of them, along with Herman's Hermits.
Here's another guy, and I think we talked about this guy maybe last show or two shows ago. Brian Wilson, finally.
Oh, the Beach Boys.
No, let me put it this way. His body died. Was that too mean? Too mean?
June Lockhart was 100 years old.
No kidding.
What do you think of when you think of June Lockhart?
She got buried in space.
Okay, you think of her in Lost in Space.
I do.
You don't think,
you
of,
think
her
of her as Lassie?
Lassie's mom. No, I thought of her as she took over for Kate Bradley on Petticoat Junction.
Oh, no, that's not where I put her.
She specifically went to the guy who developed Petticoat Junction and begged for a job.
Said, I belong here with these girls.
That's exactly what she
said. I could straighten them out.
Yeah, but you know.
She didn't say that.
Petticoat Junction is one of those shows that when she shows up, you might as well stop watching them.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that.
They like married off the youngest girl to some pilot or some
Man, stuff. The yeah. Lost interest.
Yeah.
I'm losing interest in what you're even telling me right now. Let's see. Who's this guy? Oh, I didn't hear a big splash about it. You know, Jimmy Swaggart finally died.
Did he die in disgrace?
He went down in disgrace and then later died. Yeah. But either way, he's gone. You know who Michael Madsen is?
He was an actor, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's in appearance all the Quentin Tarantino.
Oh, he was the guy who cut off the guy's ear to the tune of that Steeler's Wheel song. Wasn't he?
You know what I'm talking about?
Stuck in the middle with you. Yeah. They play that song and he's cutting off some cop's ear. Every time I hear Stuck in the Middle with You, that's what I always think about, that scene in that movie. Reservoir Dogs.
But I think he was, wasn't he in just about like every Quentin Tarantino film?
Tarantino liked him.
Hey, if you're on his good side, you get in his films.
No, apparently.
Yeah. Anyway, he's dead. But, his sister was an actor, too. Ozzy Osbourne died.
Ozzy's 77. You know that he lasted that long is kind of surprising to me.
I think he surprised the world, Rick. But I got to tell you, his Black Sabbath days, their songs were just outer space when at the time that they were coming out.
Name one.
War Pigs. Okay. Iron Man. War Pigs. Paranoid.
War Pigs.
Mr. Crowley.
Don't you like that title?
Yeah, you ever listen to words of that thing?
War Pigs.
Yeah, I guess that's a good... Musically, it's a wonderful song.
I was going to use
they that. They had a powerful sound.
I was going to use War Pigs as the intro one time. I had that queued up. It just took so long to get going. It was like...
Dun-dun-dun-dun! It does take a real long time. But Crazy Train, but he's on his own by then. Yeah, but I thought he was...
I got Boris Spatsky.
Boris Spatsky? Why do you have him on there?
Do you know who he is? Do you remember who Boris Spatsky was?
Boris Spatsky. Why do I know that? What did Boris Spatsky do?
Boris Spatsky was the world champion chess player from Russia.
Yeah.
And he played that...
Bobby Fischer,
he played
didn't
that he? Crazy American. Bobby Fischer.
Yeah.
And Bobby Fischer...
Beat him,
but he beat him by using mind games on him. You know, that he had to have the room a certain temperature and that the light had to be just right and... You know, just stuff that drove Boris Spatsky bananas.
Until finally he couldn't handle it anymore. Apparently. He snapped. One of our early astronauts, Jim Lovell, died.
Jim Lovell?
Now you can talk about Tom Hanks if you want.
Tom Hanks played Jim
That's
Lovell,
what
right?
I'm talking about, right.
In Apollo 13. But Jim Lovell was more, he was actually on the Apollo 8 mission that the first one that went around the moon. Didn't land on it, but circled around it.
Right.
And it was on Christmas Eve, and they read chapters. They read the first book of Genesis on their television broadcast, and got sued by who's the lead atheist lady, Madeline something O'Hare or whatever. That didn't go anywhere. And then he didn't get to walk on the moon.
Former governor of Illinois.
Which one?
Jim Edgar.
Oh, he was one that didn't go to prison.
Yeah, he didn't.
He was one of the honest governors of Illinois.
He didn't go to prison.
He didn't go to prison, right.
Okay.
Well, that's a high standard for governor of Illinois.
It is.
About 50% of them of the last eight have. Yeah.
He had good governor hair.
Yeah, he did.
He had good hair. Good hair. Shook hands with him. I think I shook hands with...
Did he have a good handshake, Al?
I shook hands with...
Or did he give you the... Did he give you the dead fish? When you get a handshake.
I don't remember. It's been 30 years ago, Rick.
Okay.
It was down the steps of Pier Marquette Lodge.
Yeah, you never forget getting a bad handshake.
I shook hands with him. I shook hands with Ryan. He went to prison. But Thompson, shook hands with him. He's
he
the first
did not
one.
Go to prison.
He did not. Shook hands with him on the field over at Southwestern High School.
Quinn.
Shook hands with him.
Did he go to prison?
He did not go to prison. Shook hands with...
Bogoyevich?
No.
He did go to prison.
He definitely went to prison. But Ryan, I shook hands with him at the Jerseyville Airport one day. And I shook hands with...
he was flying into there?
To announce that the opening of four lanes of highway between Jerseyville and Godfrey would be completed... would be completed by the end of his term.
And when was the end of his term?
His political term or his prison term?
His political term.
I don't know. That was, oh, shoot. That's been 25 years ago.
And that highway comes how close to Jerseyville?
It's still incomplete, Rick. Yeah. So,
but anyway. It's getting closer all the time.
Closer all the time. And I shook hands with the... governor of Missouri, the one that died in the plane crash.
Gephardt.
No, Carnahan.
Carnahan.
Yeah.
I think you met Gephardt too, didn't you?
He was. I met him and the governor the same day. And Al Gore. They were all in the same boat. I don't know if that's legal or not anymore. I mean, literally the same boat, not figuratively speaking.
At a flood. Yeah, at the flood.
At the flood of 93, yeah. Okay, here's a guy that... You probably heard of Robert Redford. Yeah, did he make your list?
I got Robert Redford on my list, yeah.
He was a terrific actor.
He was a big name, I'd say.
Yeah, the problem with him, I felt...
He was 89 years old.
I felt that he was a terrific actor, don't get me wrong. But he didn't do hardly anything funny. And the weird part is that in the movies, even when he was serious, if he had a funny line to deliver, he was really good at it. Like in Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid, you know, he had some good ones there.
Yeah, he did.
And I don't know, it's just, he should have done some comedy work along the way.
More than he did. Barefoot in the Park was that kind of a comedy. It's a Neil Simon, that's a comedy.
If it's Neil Simon, just because it's called a comedy doesn't mean it's funny. Because nothing that Neil Simon ever did was actually funny.
You know, you have to be careful about that. Like when you go on on Netflix or HBO to look up a movie, you know, and you just look at the blurbs of it,
yeah,
and it might say a black comedy, and then you watch it, and there's nothing funny about it. It's just a whole bunch of blood and killing and stuff.
Oh, right.
You go, well, that was a comedy, huh?
That wasn't funny.
That kind of surprises me.
That was sad.
Do you know who D'Angelo is?
Who?
D'Angelo.
D'Angelo?
Yeah.
You're saying D'Angelo?
Yeah.
No?
He's like a singer.
Okay.
51 years old.
What did he do?
I don't know. You know, he didn't write songs in the 60s or 70s, so I have no idea who he is. Giorgio Armani.
Oh, the designer.
Yeah, the suit or the clothes designer.
Yeah, well, I...
do you have an Armani tux?
In his honor, I wore all my Armani clothes...
Tonight.
That week that he passed away. Yeah. Here's another musician, probably one of the more famous musicians.
I got to go back just a tad. Talking about Giorgio Armani, right?
Yeah.
It reminded me of my Brooks Brothers shopping spree. One year for Christmas, one of my clients gives me, back when I was lawyering, a $50 gift certificate to Brooks Brothers.
Okay, what'd that buy you, a tie?
Well, Sue and I decide we're going in there. And there's almost nothing in that store that could be bought for $50. I think we chipped in another 30 or 40 and bought a short sleeve pullover shirt. But I have a Brooks Brothers shirt. You know, it's got the little emblem of a sheep being dangled from a helicopter or whatever it is. But that just struck me, Armani. I know I do not have any Armani. I do not have an Armani tux. But okay. I do have a Brooks Brothers shirt that every so often I'll pull out and wear.
Yeah, has Mr. Brooks died?
Didn't he make cough drops?
One of the more famous musicians on our list, although you wouldn't recognize him, Ace Frehley died.
Why wouldn't I recognize him?
Because his face isn't painted anymore.
I think he had that tattooed on at some point, didn't he?
No, sir.
Ace Frehley didn't go around. How about Sam Moore?
Sam Moore, is he a musician? What was he doing?
Sam and Dave.
Okay, yeah, I never did.
They wrote Soul Man.
Yeah, I was never really into Sam and Dave. I like the Blues Brothers version
of... Like Snowman. I'd say Blues Brothers made him rich over that.
So. Probably did.
Marianne Faithfull.
Marianne Faithfull, she hung out with the Stones, didn't she?
Yeah.
Wow, what a life she saw, huh?
when they got busted, you know, there was like a big raid where the cops started cracking down on drug use in the 60s. They got George Harrison, I think they got John Lennon. Well, they raided Keith Richards' house in Rolling Stones land.
Right.
And arrested him, and Marianne Faithfull got arrested.
But she had like one or two songs that you...
Yeah, but Marianne Faithfull was arrested wearing solely like a lambskin rug that was wrapped around her.
Yeah.
So she... And then became...
Beat of a Different Drum?
Oh, that's Linda Ronstadt. Okay. She sang When Tears Go By.
Okay.
And then became like a horrible heroin addict.
You said horrible.
Heroin addict, yeah.
Horrible heroin addict.
Like... sleeping in the gutter type heroin.
Wow, sad story.
And then kind of came back from it, I think.
The Rolling Stones probably saved her, right?
I'd say they gave her a start.
Diane Keaton.
Oh, she's a big name. She's a fashion plate, too. She like set a fashion trend of like dressing like a man, right?
Yeah, in that Woody...
Annie Hall.
Annie Hall, there you go. I know she was a big star, and she was in the Godfather movies.
Oh, yeah. She was in the, like, when they shut the door on her in the very last
scene. They're always shutting the door on her.
You have no say here.
Yeah. But, you know, I didn't really dig the kind of movie she was in other than The Godfather, but she was a big actor, big name.
Yeah. Well, she was in that other Woody Allen movie that parodied Casablanca. What am I thinking of? Play It Again, Sam. Mm,
okay.
Where he's getting advice from Humphrey Bogart throughout the movie.
Right, but it wasn't really Humphrey Bogart.
No, but it was the guy who played a darn good Humphrey Bogart.
Yeah, he did play a good Bogart. But, yeah, that was one of those movies I watched. You know, I'm one and done. It's not one of the kinds that I'd go back and watch it over and over and over. I guess we should probably – is there any other big names that I'm missing here? Dick Cheney, Diane Ladd.
Dick Cheney's an interesting one on that list. He was vice president, right? Who's he vice president for? Bush?
Yeah.
But he shot somebody, didn't he?
On a hunting trip.
Yeah. He accidentally shot somebody. And it didn't really affect his career much.
No.
But Cheney became... He was a hardcore right-winger, but
a purist.
Yeah, but he like flipped. His daughter came out as gay, and he essentially backed her and backed the rights of the gays.
We only got time for a couple more. Rob Reiner, I think he's right up there.
Rob Reiner was a pretty big deal.
You know, he's a good actor. You know, in TV, movies, and director, and he had some great movies. Really good movie.
Did he do Stand By Me? Was he the director of Stand By
Me? I think he did do Stand By Me.
In addition to Spinal Tap.
Yeah.
You got to me, that's your...
It was very good.
That's his career high. I mean, that's what they should carve on his tombstone.
Okay. And Rick, this episode is dead.
Dead?
Dead.
Dead as a doornail.
Dead as in no more time.
Well, it's been nice.
It has expired.
Did you notice, though, that almost all these people, there were very few really...
Of the whole list, who's the most famous one that we lost?
Pope Francis.
I was going to say Robert Redford. That they can duke it out up there.
Redford made better... Redford had more hit movies than the Pope.
And he had better hair.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. All right, we're done here.
See you later from Rick Gator.
And Alligator.
This has been the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour. The Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour is brought to you by Uncle Den's Roasters. Tastes just like chicken, but it's not. And by Cannoli's Canine Cough Drops. If your dog is coughing, he's coughing for a cannoli. No portion of today's broadcast may be reproduced without the express written consent of the North American Alligator Wrestling Association. And with that little bit of legal business in hand, see you later from Rick Gator and Alligator. This has been a Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Network production. Except no substitutes. Because, you know, there aren't any.